Well, let's have a chat with a local man, a proud gay man, Gareth from Thorney, who joins me on the show and is a bit sceptical. Morning to you, Gareth.
Good morning.
So what's your view? You're sceptical about this, are you?
If I was invited to a wedding, I'd go, and if it was a gay wedding, all the better. My only concern is a gut feeling that all this rapid change has been done sort of more for political motives than for... And it's all to do with being politically correct, I feel, like, especially... And I am a conservative at heart, but I wonder what Cameron's... I think he was very much led by the Lib Dems into doing it. And, there are other gay people who don't think that it's actually vital that that gay people should be able to get married as well. I think a civil partnership is enough. And I just worry that the motives behind it aren't as right as they could be.
And who is behind these motives? Who's the driving force? A minority of the homosexual community? Is
well,
that
I
what
you're
saying?
I just think there's a lot of... the left use a lot of emotive language about things. So, and I just worry about the older generation who... I mean, I know there's a lock system in position, so to no religious institution has to marry people if they don't want to. And so that's good. But then we're governed by the EU, and I worry that over time that will change. And I don't want to criminalise a large section of the community, perhaps the older generation who grew up in different times, and suddenly be told, well, if you don't want to go or agree, then you're homophobic. And I think that's wrong. I think people should be able to, you know, I mean, I'm a Christian, but I have been to church and stuff, and I don't agree. And I did find it difficult. And I'm just concerned, though, that people are going to feel, you know, feel that they're in the wrong if they don't agree with everything that the society is bringing forward.
You think that people would be fearful just to share their opinion, and although it would be a healthy debate, they're too scared because they'd be branded as homophobic?
Well, I just think, you know, the use of words like, well, if you don't agree, you're wrong, you're homophobic, you're a bigot, I think that's awful. And I think, if somebody was to ask me to marry them, Jeremy... I might well say yes, depending on the person. And
I'm already taken, so, Gareth. I can see where you're going with this.
Yes, I know.
I mean, you mentioned you're a Christian. I mean, would you feel uncomfortable then if somebody was to go down on bended knee and ask you to marry them? Would you feel comfortable if it were possible then to get married in church?
I would still feel embarrassed kissing a man in front of my parents. I mean, and they're wonderful. You know, so it's a lot to do with how I've been brought up as well. I mean, they are the best parents in the world, and they're happy that I'm gay. I mean, it's not a problem for them, but it's still that intimacy with another man in front. It's still, society's got a lot of changes to do. And as I said, it's mainly the fact that I'm not quite sure why people are wanting to do it so much. And I don't want to upset a large portion of the community who grew up in different times.
Is the distinction between a civil partnership and marriage, is that not important to you, to have that equal footing?
No, not really. It's difficult. I mean, I believe that a wedding is to celebrate the union of a man and a woman for children. Deep down, that's still inbuilt in me. And I just think that to say that I don't see why we need it. Civil partnership gives us the same things, and people can celebrate in that way. And I just don't want sort of religious institutions, although much of them have got a lot to answer in different aspects of what they preach, I don't want them to feel like they're in the wrong.
Yeah. And do you know anybody who's getting married? Do you know any gay couples who are?
I know people who have had civil partnerships, which is wonderful. But I don't know. I don't think I do. No,
you don't know anybody excited about the prospect? Were they sort of nonplussed?
I know. I mean, one of my family friends, she was one of the first women to become an ordained priest in the Anglican Church. If I was to get married, then it would be wonderful to have her presiding over it. So I would marry a partner if someone was stupid enough to ask me. But I just don't want it to be... people to tell they're in the wrong, you know, make feel bad if they don't agree with it.
Gareth, good to talk to you. If I ever come back
Thank
on
you.
The market, I'll let you know, Gareth. But
yes, I've got your number, Jeremy.
Gareth, good to talk to you. Gareth out in Thorney.